This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Preparing for a retirement that could last, 30 years or more is no small feat. And here's the deal. We are relying on withdrawals from our 401ks or, you know, whatever retirement plans for essential income. We need to preserve that money, optimize those funds. All that's important. Camille, in the past, Jeff and I used to talk about this all the time when we first started, how we had that three-legged stool, pensions and savings and Social Security. But today, 401k plans are the more common. So talk about the impact this shift has had on individuals' plan for their own retirement, basically.
Yeah, so we've seen this huge shift where now 401k plans, or essentially creating that personal responsibility of you needing to save, has become the largest portion of what you're going to be needing in retirement. You know, back in the day, it used to be pensions would make up a lot of it, Social Security would help, and then savings was just kind of the cherry on top of your ice cream. That whole triangle has kind of shifted where now, hey, that 401k, your savings, is what is going to keep you in retirement. So what we've seen is people are even more so paying attention to what's in their 401k. These are becoming larger and larger than they historically have been. You know, I think I saw recently in the news, there was some reports that there's like, it's like over 900 million accounts or something like that, that have over $1 million in 401ks. So those are just becoming huge accounts. But the kind of downside or the opposite there is, well, unlike fixed pensions where you get X amount of money for X amount of time, is these 401k savings, they're subject to market fluctuations. So that's where you hear people remembering what happened to their 401k in 2008. And, you know, the big joke is the 401k became a 201k. It's really important to understand how much risk are you really taking there. But also, on top of it all, it's really saying, hey, you need to be looking at your 401k. You need to be aware. It's not something that really you should just kind of set and forget. But you should be paying attention to, is your employer contributing to that account? You know, how much are you able to put in there? Are there maybe some other options to help diversify what you have in a 401k tax-wise or investment-wise to help prepare you a little bit better for retirement?
So most 401k plans, you know, provide just a few investment choices. And then, you know, what happens, a lot of individuals, you know, select an option just one time, right? And then they just leave it. So I want you to explain the potential risks of doing this, you know, setting it and forgetting it.
Yes, and that is very common, especially when you've maybe started a 401k earlier. You're not really sure which one to pick. The most common that we see is a target date fund, which essentially says, oh, I plan to retire in 2035. So the closer and closer you get to that date, the more it's going to shift away from stocks and more heavily into bonds. So that's kind of what those look like. And those are really common that we see because people are going, I didn't really know what to choose and I had to choose something. But one of the problems there is that's going to lack diversification. So if you just have it in there, your monies could all be kind of reacting in the same way and following the same trends. You don't have money that's maybe protected outside of your 401k from any market risk. There's some missed opportunities. So depending on where the markets are, you may have wanted to shift your investments around to either protect it a little bit more with potential down markets coming, or invest a little bit more heavily into stocks on a good market. And especially shifting things around as we age and as certain lifestyle changes happen. So that's a big thing that I see people need to be aware of. Inappropriate risk levels. Well, depending on what you chose, if you didn't choose maybe a target date fund, you could be more risky than where you typically should be. We typically use the idea of 100 minus your age is about how much risk you should be taking. And you kind of think of it as like a street sign, you know, those speed limit signs that you see on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. That's how fast you're going down the market highway. and how fast determines how quickly you can make those changes. So you might get to your destination really, really quick, but what happens if, you know, your tire blows out? Do you feel a little bit more safe kind of getting off the road, making those corrections and coming to a full stop safely versus maybe traveling a little bit slower and you're going to get there still in a good amount of time. But if a tire blows out, then it's a lot safer for you to pull over on the road and kind of fix and adjust. It's not as tense or scary, kind of that roller coaster ride. And then finally, just making sure that you are adjusting how you are invested as you age. If you have a 401k you haven't looked at in a long time, you have set it and forgot it, or if you're going, hey, I don't know how much risk I'm actually taking in my 401k, is there a way or should I be taking on less risk? I'm going to encourage you to give us a call. We will do a free risk analysis for you so that you can find out how much risk you are taking and find out, is that a comfort level for you? 916-884-2584. Give us a call and say, hey, I'd really like a 401k or retirement risk analysis.
All right. And you are listening to the Monolith Money Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. I want to also give you their website, too. Just head to monolithfinancial.com, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H, financial.com. And there you can find out even more about Jeff and Camille and the awesome things they do for retirees. They would love to help you out as well. All right, let's continue on with, as we're talking about, preserving and optimizing your 401k, because it is up to you mostly now, but you can certainly get guidance from Jeff and Camille. So, Jeff, how should an individual's age influence their selection of investment options? And then why is it important to maybe tailor these choices over time?
Well, Luann, a lot of times age comes in different, I'll say, segments. Meaning, let's say we're talking to somebody, they come in the office and they're in their 50s. Well, they don't plan on retiring until they're 70. So that's somebody that maybe has another 15, 20 years of investing or putting money away to retire. Now, we may have that same person come in that's in their 50s and they're going to retire in a year or two. So now you've got to look at it as, well, have you accumulated enough yet to do that? And then how safe is that money? Meaning if it was the stock market took a big fall all of a sudden and you're all in stocks and now all of a sudden you're 50 years old and you're going to retire at 52 and you're going, well, wait a minute, I got half the amount of money I used to have. So age is really important when it comes to planning your retirement, but you do need to plan, you know, kind of when you're going to retire. You know, achieving your goals is what we look at, is that's the American dream. And it really is about you and your goals. So what we need to do is start having you think in your 40s and 50s about having your own pension and how you can put money away so that now you can enjoy it for the rest of your life. And it's in an area where you're not going to be worried about maybe losing half of it all of a sudden. It's really about age, depending upon your retirement age. And then sometimes people are just forced into retirement. You know, some people, all of a sudden they don't have a job anymore. Mm-hmm. And so they need to always, and I'm going to tell every listener out there, you've got to have that plan in place that I can retire in 5 years or 10 years. You need to know where you're going to be down the road. It's really about putting together a plan and believe in what you're doing and appreciate the values of having income for the rest of your life.
So Jeff, 401k plans and similar accounts are really the cornerstone of our retirement today. And so we need to avoid making mistakes, right? Obviously. So do you guys do something like that? Offer a personalized retirement plan?
Most definitely. And that is part of our planning. You know, we always say if you walk in to get financial advice and the person already knows what you should be in and what you should be doing, and they haven't even asked you about, you know, yourself, your family, your dreams, you know, what you want to do, when you want to retire, you need to turn around and walk out. You need somebody that's going to spend a good, you know, few hours talking about you and what you want to accomplish going forward after this meeting. And that's really what we do, is we spend the time to get to know you, to build out a plan that's going to be right for, you know, not only you, but you and your spouse, not only you and your spouse, but maybe when you're done using it, how is it then going to get passed on? So that's a complete retirement plan. And that's what we do for people, is we find out you, what you want, what your life is going to be, and what do you want to make out of your life? And we then build that as if it's a brand new plan with everybody that comes in the office, because we don't have a one size fits all retirement plan. We have a plan that only fits you.
All right. That number to call again, call or text the word visit 916-884-2584. And I want to kind of go back to our investment options and making sure that we're choosing the right investment options as we're talking about preserving and optimizing your 401k today. So, Jeff, what would be some additional advice you could give our listeners who are trying to work towards their retirement and making the right choices?
Well, Luann, it's really not about always the investment that you go in, but what type of investment. So I say that where we talk to a lot of people now about, do you have a Roth 401k available? So now you're basically putting money in, you're paying taxes on it, but that money will be then tax-free when you draw it back out. So really look at your tax diversification. And that's one of the biggest things that you should be looking at. And then if you want any estate or legacy planning, do you want to leave something to somebody or something in the future? There's great ways of doing all this. And that's where we spend time also talking to our clients about, where's your tax bill going to be and where's your legacy going to be?
Love it. Okay, thank you for that. So, all right, obviously, once you're retired, we need efficient strategies as we try to optimize those withdrawals and help minimize taxes that are going to impact our savings. We don't know how long we're going to live. So, Camille, why don't you start by talking a little bit about how taxes can impact a 401k or an IRA or other similar retirement accounts?
So with a 401k IRA that are not Roth accounts, you know, those are going to be 100% taxable at whatever the tax rates are. And none of us know exactly what the tax rates are going to be 5, 10, 15, 20 years in the future. Those can constantly change. And one of the biggest things we constantly say is you have some partners that have their hands on your 401k, your IRAs. The biggest partner that a lot of us know, and, you know, I like to say it's our quote unquote favorite uncle, is Uncle Sam. So he's going to be taking a portion of what you've been saving because you haven't paid taxes on it yet. So when you get to retirement age and you start using these funds, you're going to have to pay taxes. And that money goes on top of everything else that you're currently taking out. That I've seen when I've met with a lot of families, they're going, oh my gosh, you know, I'm retired, but I'm actually making more and being taxed more on my accounts than I ever have been. One of the old sayings was, when you retire, you're going to be in a lower tax bracket. And unfortunately, we don't see that as really holding true because people have saved in these traditional accounts. And now you don't have the write-offs. You're not contributing, you know, to a 401k to get a tax deduction, and you're having to use this money. And when you couple that with things like Social Security, well, now Social Security can be taxed either 0, 50, or up to 85% currently. And with Social Security, once you reach the age of 65, now you get to go on to Medicare. And there's the other partner that is kind of a silent partner. And a lot of people don't realize that she exists, but we call her Aunt Irma. And she attaches to your Medicare Part B. And if you are making too much taxable income, she is going to charge you more for that Medicare Part B. And she doesn't go away for at least 2 years. So if you're taking out a lot from your 401k, or you reach the age where you're forced to take money out of your retirement accounts, I kind of joke and I tell a lot of my clients, I go, so Aunt Irma, she is this aunt who has decided to take up residency in your house. And instead of her paying rent, she's going to ask you to pay her to live in your house for at least 2 years, you know, eat your food and things like that. And what? People are just kind of like, oh my gosh, like I didn't realize, you know, Aunt Irma, like, how do we make her go away? And this is really, you know, these are the areas we focus. We go, hey, we can't avoid paying taxes, but what a lot of times we can do is help you pay less to the IRS over time. And we've got programs, ways to show you, you know, if we look at converting your IRAs or potentially gifting money to church or charities from your IRAs, there's ways we can put more money back in your pocket. And I've seen, you know, hundreds of thousands of tax savings by just paying attention to how much of your account is going to be taxable and what that means as far as federal, state taxes, Aunt Irma taxes, all those things. And so it's really important to pay attention to that and then also set it up so that if you leave any of this money or if that's part of your plan, you don't want to create a tax burden for your kids or grandkids or whoever you're leaving it to, because that's even more taxes that now you're paying. You know, it's crazy to see the tax bill just continue to go up and up. And that's really why the E in our dream plan, that efficient tax planning, is so important and so vital. If you're curious, how much could I save overall by starting to look at converting and understanding what my potential tax bill could be, give us a call, 916-884-2584. We'll take a look at your situation and help you understand how we could potentially help you save hundreds of thousands of dollars so that you keep more and pay less to the IRS. 916-884-2584.
And remember, their website is monolithfinancial.com. Just head there, MONOLITH financial.com. And I'm Luann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille. And, you know, in the days of pensions, retirees received that monthly check, right? Guaranteed for life, right? A huge contrast to what we have today. Our 401k plans offer nothing like that. So, Jeff, explain how retirees can best handle those withdrawals to help ensure their savings is going to last through their whole retirement time.
Yeah, well, what's really amazing, Luann, is, you know, these people have been saving, let's say, 20 years. And they come to us and they're maybe in their 50s and they say, we want to retire in another 10 years. Well, at 59 and a half, a lot of 401ks allow you to do what's called an in-service rollover. So you could basically take part of or all of what you've saved in your 401k so far, and you can move it out of the 401k and yet still continue to go ahead and contribute to that 401k for the next 10 years and keep that risk level, whichever risk level you want. And then you may take the monies that you saved to that point and say, you know what? I'm going to put it into this pension program, this lifetime income program. It's an annuity. But wonder if that annuity says, we're going to guarantee for the next 10 years that your account will grow, that you just, the money you gave us will grow by 7%. And then at the end of that 10 years, we're going to guarantee whatever that's grown to now, it's going to pay you another 7% of that pot for the rest of your life or the rest of yours and your wife's life. What a great concept that would be, right?
Yeah.
So it's really about taking the time to understand what you can do with your 401k, and then how do I create my own lasting lifetime income?
Right. To get that guidance, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call us at 916-884-2584. Call or text the word visit, 916-884-2584. And then one final question, Camille, you know, what advice do you give to people who have maybe recently retired or maybe they're planning to retire in the next few years? Maybe they're worried they haven't saved enough for retirement.
Make sure you have an actual income plan so that you do understand, hey, how much can I spend comfortably to keep me in retirement? There's a new word that was actually put into the dictionary, which is unretire. and it means to be forced out of retirement and back into the workplace of not saving enough. So let's work together and help you stay out of unretirement and really fully enjoy retirement. That's what our dream retirement plan does for you. So give us a call, 916-884-2584, and let us help you dream big and live confidently.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.